Good Thursday morning. I'm Dwayne Nelson. Well, the Tennessee Bureau of Investigation is now in charge of an officer-involved shooting in Hawkins County that left one person dead. It happened last night at a home on Hickory Hills Road near Church Hill. Officers were answering a domestic assault call when they noticed a male subject, later identified as 26-year-old Joshua Babb, with a gun. Sheriff Ronnie Lawson says one officer attempted to tase Babb, but dropped the device. That's when the suspect pointed a gun at the officer.
When he dropped the taser, the subject raised his gun toward the officer, and one of the officers fired a couple rounds, and he was struck and died at the scene.
Lawson is big on training and believes that's what allowed his officers to go home safely.
They relied on their training. The man made a bad choice, and the officers had no choice to do that, and I'm behind them 100%.
The TBI findings will be turned over to the District Attorney General's office. A third person has been arrested in Hawkins County in connection with the murder of a young mother from Southwest Virginia. Sheriff Ronnie Lawson said Charles Gray was extradited to Hawkins County from Louisville, Kentucky. Gray is charged along with Augusta Hall and William Mullins with first-degree murder. They're accused in the killing of 26-year-old Callie Eisen of Big Stone Gap. Her body was found in a creek in the Clinch area of the county last November. She had been shot several times. Well, the head of a Kingsport-based chemical giant has delivered a message of growth and gratitude to area leaders in Northeast Tennessee and Southwest Virginia. Eastman CEO Mark Costa said, despite an explosion in fire at the plant, 2017 saw increased profits and a positive cash flow. He assured the crowd that the coal gasification plant is safer than ever before.
As we repaired the facility, we built it in much safer, much better shape, where for sure this combination of events will not ever happen again.
Costa also talked about the company's progress on its transformation to a specialty materials company. A Norton man has admitted in Wise County Circuit Court to manipulating his children to help him steal from a Walmart store. 39-year-old Joseph Michael Mullins pled guilty to felony and misdemeanor shoplifting and contributing to the delinquency of a minor. Commonwealth's attorney Chuck Slim.
You know, this sort of behavior is unacceptable, is not just unacceptable, but really offensive. And we're hopeful that this is a isolated incident and nothing like this happens again.
Mullins faces up to 96 years in prison when he's sentenced. Well, how would you like to complete your bachelor's degree for free? Well, time is running out to get signed up for the return of King University's College Dream Scholarship. Applicants must have 60 semester hours of prior college experience. Nancy Beverly says the flexible schedule, though, is really great for working adults with families.
They do have an option of 6 programs to choose from, and they'll get to choose from 5 locations in Tennessee, Bristol, Kingsport, Morristown, and in Southwest Virginia, Abingdon and Richland.
An entry essay online can be submitted at collegedream.king.edu. The contest will end on March 2nd. A wanted man accused in a deadly traffic crash that shut down a major highway in Kingsport is now facing homicide charges. Brian Johnson is charged with aggravated vehicular homicide, aggravated assault, vehicular assault, DUI, and several other charges. That crash occurred yesterday morning at the intersection of Stone Drive and Stonebrook Place. Police said Johnson was traveling eastbound when his vehicle swerved and crossed the center line, striking another vehicle head-on. Tiffany Moore was killed in that crash. Bristol, Virginia Utilities Board has given its approval to the Fifth Amendment to a deal which will finalize the sale of BVU Optinet to Sunset Fiber. Officials from both companies said this was the last major hurdle in that sale. It should be finalized by July 1st. I'm Dwayne Nelson.